My first year with God. Hi, today I'm here to invite you. No, not for any of my workshops or webinars, but today I have come to give you this most special invitation, a very profound one. This invitation came to me once, and thank God I could discern and decide to go ahead with it. So, but before I give you this invite, let me set a little bit of context so you understand where I'm coming from. Now, have you ever noticed this feeling inside of you, which is like a black hole, a vacuum, that makes us keep running from one asset to the other, one goal after the other, one relationship after the other, one religion to another, one spiritual practice after the other? This thing that keeps driving us to accumulate more and more, to become better and better, or more different than the others. But despite having tried everything, almost everything, yet this black hole exists. It doesn't seem to cease. And one can notice it at every single waking moment in your life, if you just pause and compose yourself and be. This something inside that remains empty always. And, you know, I've spoken to so many people who have lived most of their lives, been there, done that, achieved so much, yet they feel this meaningless and that emptiness within. You know what is that feeling? This feeling is nothing but a yearning. The ultimate yearning to become one with God. You may acknowledge or not, but we all deep down want to return home and become one with our Creator. So, today, I have come to invite you and convey this most special and the most important message. The message from God. You can now be with the most important being in your life, in my life, in life itself, with him, the ultimate, the one that none of us have ever connected with, none. Including those higher, spiritually evolved, liberated and enlightened souls, none of us have ever known him. I'm talking about nobody else, nobody other than the one and only, the God. He is here to talk to you and be one with you, be with you for the first time here on our planet and universe. You see, we have all been deceived. Nobody knew it ever, except the one himself, the God. And not the God that I and you have known for thousands of years, but the one above him, the supreme, the eternal, the only. And so please keep listening to this podcast for just a few more minutes, because this truly may be the most important information you have ever received. I was one of the few lucky ones who got this most precious opportunity to be introduced to God. Let us say I was one of the chosen ones, and now you are too. The one that you have consciously or unconsciously been looking for, searching for, waiting for is now here and is ready to talk to you. But only if you are ready to go beyond all the reasons, all the conversations, internal, external, all the deceptions, all the entanglements, and all the conditioning, because this is the very reason why we have all been deceived for ages now. So, if you are ready to meet the one God and ready to go beyond to meet him, be with him, talk to him, and follow his will, then welcome home. Now, you may wonder, and the point remains, that how does one connect with him? Well, I can say this from my experience, that once you explore this world, you will find all your answers to all your questions, just like I have, including questions like, you know, those most existential questions, Who am I? Why am I here? Where will I go after I die? Why do humans suffer so much? What is karma? Who writes it for us? Who's tracking it? Do we really have a free will? How can I heal completely? Or how can you heal completely? How can you get out of this continuum of life and death and so on and on and on? And, you know, this list is huge. Well, I found all my answers, even to the most complex questions like, how can I go back home after I die? Not only that, but even answers to why everything happened in my life exactly the way it did, and how I found peace and absolute ease in the flow of life, just the way it is and just the way it is not. Something that nothing and nobody could deliver ever. Now, you must think I have gone crazy, and, you know, I don't blame you. Everything that I tell you will actually make you question it. But just know that you and I have been designed and deceived into believing everything else but this one truth. And let me tell you, nothing could be more true than this. Why? Because it simply comes from Him. And nobody ever has told you about it. Nobody could tell you. And there's no way you could have known this. Unless God Himself told us. So I believe that I am privileged to have been part of this journey, and I'm ecstatic to share this most important message, the message of God. It's been a year, an incredible year that I have lived with Him in His grace and under His wings, and I can't tell you how grateful I am and how blessed I feel, and I can tell you that life has never been more peaceful, more blissful, and more beautiful. On the outside, it may seem that nothing has changed, but actually, everything has. You know it or you don't, your soul has always yearned to know Him. And this, my dear, is your choice. Sorry, this, my dear, is your chance. Why? Because God wants it and is ready to connect with you one-on-one, with nobody in between, with nothing being asked from you, not your reverence, your belief, your faith, or visits to any place, any rituals, or the works. All you got to do is just take one small action, pick up this very small book and read it to know it yourself. There is nothing to lose. Just go on, pick it up and read this book. This is the message of God, and it may make you a little uncomfortable, but the best part is you don't need to believe it. Yes, you heard that right. You do not need to believe it. Rest, you will know everything once you read this short book. Shouldn't take you more than 60 to 70 odd minutes. Barely costs anything. Just pick up this book and read. Why? Because this is not just a book. As I said, this is the most important message you have read ever, or you are going to read ever in any of your lifetimes. I end with my wish for you that may you have God's grace. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and good luck.